The sky used to be very close to the ground. In fact, it wasn't any higher than a man's arm when he raised it above his head. Whenever anybody got hungry, all he had to do was reach up, break off a piece of the sky, and eat it. That way no one ever had to do any work. Well, it was a fine arrangement for a while. But sometimes people broke off more of the sky than they could eat. And what they couldn't eat, they just threw on the ground. After all, they said, the sky is so big, there'll always be enough for everybody to eat. It doesn't matter if we break off more than we actually want. Or maybe it didn't matter to them. But it mattered to the sky. In fact, it made the sky angry to see itself lying on the ground, half-eaten like garbage. So one day, the sky spoke out. Said, can't have this. Can't have you people breaking off a piece of me every time your stomach growls, taking a few little bites and throwing the rest on the ground. Now, if you all don't cut it out, I'm going to move so far away no one will ever touch me again. You understand? Well, the people understood, and they were scared. And for a while, they made sure that no one ever broke off more of the sky than they could actually eat. But you know how people are. Slowly, they began to forget. And then one day, a man came by and broke off a chunk of the sky big enough to feed 40 people for a month. He took a few little bites, licked around the edges, threw the rest over his shoulder onto the ground, and walked on down the road just as happy and dumb as anything you've ever seen. Well, the sky didn't say a word. But with a great roar, the sky lifted itself up as high as it could. And that was pretty high. When the people saw what was happening, they began crying and pleading for the sky to come back. They promised they'd never do it again. But the sky acted like it didn't hear a word. Next morning when those people woke up, they didn't have a thing to eat. And they had to go to work in order to feed themselves. And that's why man is working to this very day.